Welcome to New Reality. This is Einstein Bells, and this program is an exploration of consciousness, of transformation, of who we are as evolving spiritual beings. Tonight I'll be talking to someone who's investigating that angle of being from the past. She wrote a book called Stars Behind the Tortured Soul, and her name is Marian Slousberg. And she deals with past life recall, particularly as it pertains to the Holocaust, the World War II Holocaust. Welcome, Miriam.
Thank you very much for having me on.
I mean, it sounds like incredible work. And, you know, I get a lot of requests for guests being on the show, but this really stood out because I saw that you work with people to kind of complete past lives, particularly around the Holocaust, so they can move forward in their current life. And, you know, I'm pretty sure, I've had memories that I'm one of those people that was in the Holocaust. And it wasn't very pleasant. And, you know, just to remind all of us, there are still Holocausts happening. When people say the Holocaust, there's, you know, Holocausts have been throughout human history, and it's not that we should never forget the one that happened to particularly the Jews in World War II, but the ones that are still happening in Africa, around the world, and the suffering of those souls perpetuate that level of tortured consciousness for the planet. So,
yes, absolutely.
So, I mean, I know there were, you know, 20 million people that died in World War II, and I think that's where my past goes, at least the memories I have. So let's say I'm one of the people that come to you and you write about in your book. What would you do for me to help me complete my past lives in that situation and move forward?
Right. Okay. Well, see, here's the thing. I don't do like hypnotherapy or anything like that. I'm a past life astrologer. And when I look at your chart, I can see what kind of experiences you had. I'm talking about your natal chart, your planetary chart. I see what kind of experiences you had and how you died and what, you know, just everything about your past life.
How do you see that in the chart?
Well, I'm clairvoyant, right? So the position of the planets just triggers images, and they're correct. Like, it's just, see, everything that happened to us is in the Akashic records, and everything that we plan for the future is also in the Akashic records, right? I believe that we have, like, a mixture of destiny and free will, because, you know, where the free will comes in is where that fork in the path, like, you know, fork in the road sort of steers you in a certain direction. But anyway, I don't want to veer off topic too much here. I'm just saying that in the Akashic records, it has every experience that you had on Earth and in the astral or whatever. So the way it works is that when I look at your natal chart, it's like I see what happened because of the way the planets are positioned.
Should I give you my natal chart? Are you on email? I can email you my times and dates right now. Would that help?
Sure. I guess so.
I mean, so you could just have a what's your email again? It's I see. Okay, I'm gonna just send you that, and while you're getting that, you could talk a little bit about the cases you've worked with.
Okay. Well, see, here's the thing. Before we get to any of that, I just want to say, firstly, that there's no magic potion as far as healing goes. I mean, I'm still not completely healed from the trauma, but I'm working.
You mean your past life was in the Holocaust, too?
Yeah, that's right. But I was also a child, and children are a lot more vulnerable and a lot more confused, especially when they're ripped away from their parents.
Well, so, I was someone who had a family. I mean, at least this is what I remember. And they were all, I came home, they were all gone. Everything was gone. And that was a shock that, you know, it still sort of reverberates through me.
Right.
I feel that. So I think it's affected how I've chosen to live in this life. And
absolutely. Well, that's what I want to talk about, too.
Well, because, I would like to get through this because I would like to, you know, reach a higher potential in myself instead of being trapped by the same pattern. And that's what happens with a lot of people. The patterns are not conscious. They're unconscious. And because they're sort of locked into the Akashic, they're perpetuating because they remain out of reach. So I think you help bring them into reach.
Yes, and the way that I do it is that, see, we're all born with strengths, and the thing is we all tend to neglect that, and we don't know what they are. Like, we take it for granted, but at the same time, we don't know what they are. And when you start focusing on your strengths, it doesn't cure the issues that you have, but it helps you move beyond it, helps you work with it.
That would be very helpful for me and for people listening, I think. Did you get my email?
Okay, hold on a second. I haven't looked.
So I'll just give a little more background about you, that you're a comprehensive astrologer, and that you've written this book called Stars Behind the Tortured Soul, and shows how the path towards healing may become known to us when we open up to and learn from the experience, no matter how horrific we encountered in our past life. And I No, we've all encountered pretty much everything in the thousands of lifetimes we've had.
I mean, it all adds up, definitely.
But the ones that affect us now are the patterns we have yet to complete. So,
yes, and the most recent lives that we have are the ones that will have the most effect on us.
Especially if you haven't been fun ones. I mean, if you've had a recent life and you've had an incredible time and, you know, everything was fine, then, like, you know, that's a really clean sort of chapter in the Akashic.
That's right.
But most people, I think the whole baby boom population were those people that died in World War II that came back right away.
Yes, they did. But in my case, I waited. I needed to wait a bit longer than that. I'm more of a Generation Xer, so.
Okay.
There's still people incarnating from that time now. For instance, my daughter, who was my mother in my last life, she actually survived but died a couple of years after the war. She will be 10 in April, so, I mean, they're coming. You know, there's still, and you know what, I hate to say it, but there's a lot of trapped souls as well that are afraid to move on.
Right, but now is a different time. The incredible thing about now is that the whole vibration of the earth is shifting its frequency.
Yes, it sure is, and you feel it.
Yes, and that's what's so, and you know, personally, that lifetime, I do remember the passing over very consciously, and it was a kind of a spiritual evolution, even though it wasn't fun, you know, being thrown in a pile of bodies and all that. I was very, at least when I relived it, it felt like I was regressed, and the regression wasn't anyone telling me what happened, but they were asking, okay, what do you see? What are you feeling? And I think that's a really much more integrative way of dealing with your past lifetimes is when you discover for yourself what's going on and not have someone tell you.
Definitely. And you know what's interesting? Because the first thing I see in your chart is that you are a Pisces rising, meaning that you just have so much work to do from that time. And it's no wonder it's hovering over you because you're actually meant to help others as well realize that their past, or, you know, whatever their inner demons are, you just have to, you know, you have to help them understand it and work with it. So that's interesting. That's one of your missions in this life.
Uh-huh.
Because you do have a keen memory. But it's interesting because I do sense that your passing, for the most part, was peaceful with the position that Venus is on your 12th house.
Well, it's only peaceful because I was very, very conscious
mm-hmm.
of what was happening. And I don't know. That's the only explanation I could find. Because I do remember going into the gas chambers and surviving that. It'd be interesting to know how you are seeing all this appear in the chart from what you're getting, you know, psychically.
Well, it's just the position of the planets and where they are and where they're concentrated and how they're in relation to others as well.
So if
I'm going to ask you a question. Do you have memories of a lot of dirt and illness? Like, does that really come through to you strongly?
I don't like dirt, but not really. No, when I see movies about that's really hard to take. I mean, maybe it's hard for everyone to take.
That's not what I'm getting at, but I'm talking about more like hygiene and all. Like, you're very careful because...
I'm a little compulsive, I would say.
You may not recognize it, but you know what? It's there because that was one of your last memories of the filth and everything. I mean, you died in the gas chamber and all, like you said, but I also feel that there was something else there as well, like some sort of illness, probably typhus or something.
Maybe. That's why, maybe because of my lungs, I had asthma as a child.
Very common. Very, very common.
But I don't know if I actually died in the gas chamber. I think I lived through the gas, but was then, you know, decided to leave after that whole, you know, mess. Was over, but would you be able to see from my chart that I was someone like if I hadn't have told you?
No, absolutely, I would. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. No, you know what? I don't think you did die in the gas chamber either. I'm looking at your house where there's past life death, and that's what it is. Illness caught to me immediately.
Right.
I don't see the gas chamber. I see you died from disease.
Well, probably a lot of people did in those.
Yeah, times. I know, but I don't see you were gassed. There's nothing, because Gemini in your chart is not positioned in that area.
But the major thing is, okay, what do I do about all of that now? How do I release that, and maybe the people listening, how would they release that?
Well, you know what? You have a gift as well with, you're very artistic, aren't you? You're very intuitive. And you know what? You have a way to reach out to people and touch their souls. And you know what? That brings you a lot of satisfaction. You may not realize it, but it really does.
No, I do realize it, yes.
Okay, good, because that's something you need to really concentrate on, and the more you do that, the more you're going to get better, basically.
Better? Like, what do you mean better? You mean heal that?
Healing, you know, heal. Sorry, like, that's what I mean, like healing.
Healing from that lifetime, you're saying?
Yes. I'm actually just looking more at your past life more clearly now that I'm focused on it.
But then, is there something I... So that's one thing you're saying I can consciously do is help other people.
Uh-huh.
What about some other patterns of feeling loss or
loss I'm just
of
looking
love
right now.
And things like that. Because I feel those patterns are sort of
mixed. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Can I ask you a question? Do you like water, like lakes, oceans, stuff like that?
I like being by water,
Because I feel like the more you're around water, the more peace you're going to feel.
Uh-huh.
And that's quite interesting because it seems like your creativity starts to flow as well. I mean, a lot of people do too, but in your case in particular, I think it'll be very important for you to, you know, to take advantage of that because you'll feel more at peace.
Okay.
And
yeah, I
you'll
do.
Be able
I think
to...
that's you're absolutely right about that. I do like being around water and the
mm-hmm.
kind of open movement.
I do too, and that's why I'm hoping to move to the West Coast in a few years. To be honest. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at your past life as well, if you really want to know what I see.
But
I don't know, it's up to you.
I mean, you're doing specific, I mean, that, and that's great for me, but people...
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm
no,
not going to say
I
mean, it.
I want to hear more of what you say, but I'm just saying, in general, what would you suggest for people?
Well, like I said, I look at the strengths. And that's a huge thing to focus on, and your passions too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your passions, your strengths, your passions, all the things that you feel that you know, you feel you can hang on to, that you enjoy, that you have a purpose for. Like, you know, that's what it is. That's the thing. You've got to always remember that. And I think the biggest challenge for most of us is that we tend to, you know, drift into the negative mind frame as well. I'm just as guilty of it.
Well, and it also has to do with the negative mind frame was really consuming the world during
yes.
the 1930s and 40s. You talked
about...
And
you know what? Things are the opposite now, and the reason there's so much upheaval is because there's a lot of people that are not open to it, and there's resistance.
Hmm.
Yeah, over the next 2 years, there's going to be so much upheaval. It doesn't start until around a year from now.
2012, the end of 2012?
Yeah, like December of 2012, that's when it's really going to start.
So do you put credence into the Mayan calendar date of December 21st, 2012?
No, I don't buy into that. Like, it's not even that. It's just more of the planetary shifts are going to be quite intense. You can feel there's changes in the air, and it's for the better. It's absolutely for the better. The stagnant and old are going to go,
mm-hmm.
and you're really going to see all... Like, I say by 2013, you're going to see so much garbage just disappear.
But let's just talk about the past a little bit. What was the astrological configuration of the Third Reich's rise? Because you talk about that in your book.
I did talk about that. The thing is, from what I recall, I don't have it with me right now. I have to be there. But you know what? There was a lot of the outer planets, which are the planets that rule, like, the global consciousness. They were going through a lot of stressful times, such as, for instance, Pluto moving into Cancer, from what I remember, which was, you know, people being shipped out of their homes. That was for one.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also Neptune in Leo, which was deceptive power, you know, which obviously we saw that with Hitler and you know, he brainwashed the other Nazis. Because you know what? A lot of Nazis really, actually most of them didn't start off that way. They were brainwashed.
You're saying the opposite is happening now?
Well, yeah, because the consciousness is heightening, right? And I do believe it's the opposite. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is because there's so much knowledge about light workers and all this stuff, and back then it wasn't, you know, heard of or accepted, but now it's becoming more mainstream. But at the same time, you have those that have a negative mindset that are resisting. They're resisting the energies, and that's why there's so much upheaval, like with the economy and just with all these natural disasters. It's crazy. So many earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've had several earthquakes in Toronto, and you don't hear of that
mm-hmm.
happening too often. I mean... It's nuts.
So where's it all going? Where do you feel this next level of consciousness is going to arrive at or to?
It's really difficult to say because things are always changing, but the fact of the matter is just the energies are just intense because people need to wake up and realize that the old is just basically dying. That's what it is. The old mentality has to go, and this is why there's just so much upheaval. So instead of a dark world of hate like there was in the 30s, there's more people are trying to heighten their vibrations and talk about love and all that. But the fact of the matter is there's still a lot of haters out there, and those are the ones with that kind of mentality, and those are the ones who are closed-minded. They're the ones that are going to be suffering a lot.
Right. So,
but as far as how it's going to be, say, 50 years from now, I don't know. I mean, there's going to be there's always changes happening. So,
So in your book, you highlight a few of the people that have been through transformation.
Yes.
Can you talk about some of those people you've worked with?
Well, you know what? They were kind enough to let me use them for as a case studies. And one of them is Rabbi Gershom, who wrote several books about reincarnation and the Holocaust, like Beyond the Ashes.
Oh, that book. Yes, he wrote that book. It's about people who remembered.
It's a funny story because I've always wanted to meet him. And then I saw him on Facebook. I'm like, oh, is it really him or is it an imposter? Like, at first I didn't know. So I just said, you know, I'm just going to take my chance and contact him anyway. And I did, and then he responded, and it was really him. So he says, well, you know what? Like, I told him about the book. He says, well, I'll be happy to give you my chart to use as a case study.
So what did you do for him?
I'm sorry?
What did you do for him in your reading with him?
What I did was I analyzed his natal chart and told him exactly what kind of challenges he's carrying on from that lifetime, because he was from, you know, he was a child that died in the Holocaust too, but in his case was a little more unique because he was shot and he didn't suffer from an intense trauma like so many of us did, where, you know, we were starved to death and all this or that. He just, it was just the Nazis came and just started shooting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he had other challenges where he just felt like he was alone and felt like he was just born at the wrong time, which I think so many of us feel we do, but that means we have a unique mission, and he does, and we all do too.
But how do you heal that part?
What you have to do is acknowledge what your strengths are, like I said. You got to acknowledge it. You got to understand what the purpose is and do it.
So in this Rabbi Gershon's case, what did you tell him?
I told him the exact same thing because he is, he got into religion, which made him feel better, which helped him heal in many ways, and that was something that he had to do because that's something that he was going to do in his last life, but he never did. But it showed that once he really got into it and started writing about it, it helped him in a lot of ways. So we all have our unique strengths and passions that we've got to concentrate on.
Well, can you tell me what other patterns that I might have there that I'm not aware of?
Sure. Let me take a look at your chart again.
That I can work on. And also, I'm sure you're available for readings for anyone who's
absolutely.
To this program.
I mean, the thing is, you are very creative, and that's what keeps popping up to me. Your creativity, if you use it, if you channel it in a way that you really enjoy, I think that's really going to help. I mean, the fact that you're doing these shows should be helpful too, because this is something you really enjoy.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. That should help.
It does help. I mean, it does help me.
Yeah, and I mean, I also want to stress to you as well that healing is... It's not instantaneous. In fact, it could take several lifetimes to completely heal from that, right?
But I think we're getting help now because the plan is accelerating. I think it's
Yeah, well, like that's what I was saying. Things are just, you know, vibrations are getting higher, and we have no choice but to go with that. And like I said, the ones who refuse are going to be the ones in trouble.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, can I ask you a question? Do you are you into any kind of charities? Like, do you run any kind of charities?
Well, I'm on the foundation. I'm on the board of some foundations. They're non-profit organizations.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think, too, the more involved you get in that, that's going to help as well.
Mm.
Like, whatever it is of your choice, because that's interesting. You have a very strong... and, you know, it's interesting, because you had a charitable mentality in your last life, and you need to finish that. You know, you carried that over. And I feel once you connect with others that you want to help, that, like, whatever in your own, you know, mm-hmm. whoever you consider to say, the quote-unquote, the underdog, or it's a cause that you really are passionate about, that's what you need to really concentrate on. That's another thing that's jumping out at me.
What about the loss of my family in that lifetime? You know, how do I...
Well, you know what? That's interesting, because if you're meant to connect with them, you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling you've connected with some of them.
Oh, really?
Probably.
What do I do about that pattern of loss, you know? Just what you said? Is that what you're saying to do? I mean,
yeah, but you know what? This could be also a karmic issue as well, right? Because that's... something you may have, you know, had to experience, and you may have to experience some of that again, because we have to experience these challenges. And I know it seems so god awfully unfair, especially after going through that. But
well, I don't know. Well, it is what I mean. A karma, I think, is what the soul chooses to experience. And
yeah, absolutely. And it also is a choice of free will, like how you use your free will too.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're really saying the way you look at it is really sort of intuitive, and I mean, what I experienced in this past life recall was the woman who brought me through this said every time there was a sort of traumatic moment,
mm-hmm.
you make an unconscious agreement that you say something like, I'll never let that happen again, or I'll...
Oh, absolutely. But you know what? Sometimes, you know, if the soul wants to experience that for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
it will. But
wants to experience whatever it did experience. Obviously, everyone who was born during that time, on some level, wanted to or needed
yeah.
to experience that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it wasn't a punishment, you know, like people think.
Right. I mean, of course, there's people still suffering, lots of people around the world. And we
yeah.
could say, either they want to experience it, but on a soul level, I don't know.
It's different than it is on the ego. Like, the ego can't comprehend any of it. And,
right.
You know, and I also want to be frank, too. It's not realistic to say you're going to heal from everything that happened all at once. That's why I'm saying you need some. I mean, it also depends on the severity of how you're affected.
No, I think you can. I think you're just coming from where you're coming from, but I think you can heal.
Like I said, it depends on your experience. But I'm just saying that in some cases, it might take several lifetimes.
Right, in some cases, perhaps. But I know I've seen people who have woken up. And when you really
mm-hmm.
wake up to that soul level of being, I think all those karmic patterns resolve.
Yes,
themselves.
I know, but you have to be... I mean, I'm getting there, but I still have a ways to go. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
so,
maybe you don't. Maybe you could wake up tomorrow and be
mm-hmm.
clear of all... If you wanted to, or if grace touched you. You don't have to suffer anymore.
No, absolutely not. Like,
right.
You don't have to. You absolutely
right.
don't have to, but at the same time, you need to be ready, like truly ready. And if you're not, I'm just saying that if you're not, that's okay too, as long as you're moving forward.
Well, I think we're all moving forward at this time because
yeah.
the Earth is taking us with them, with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Earth is moving forward, and we're coming
time. Yeah.
with us. So then in your book, I mean, so what else do you see as far as like, I mean, how did you actually get into this?
I was waiting for that. Well, you know, it's it's weird because, see, that's the thing. I'm the type that is never satisfied just with, oh, well, it happened because it just happened. I need to know why. I need to know why I felt the way I did as a child. I felt so anxiety-ridden and so tortured within, and I just felt so different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I was definitely one of those kids that was picked on endlessly, too. And mm-hmm. it just felt like things were just awful. Even though I was never abused in the home, I behaved like I was, right? Because I just felt so tortured within.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the same time, when I was a teenager, I started becoming interested in spirituality and all that, and reincarnation. So, as time went on, I knew I was just meant to get into it, but at the same time, it didn't happen right away. But just as time went on, I figured, like, I just knew that I was in the Holocaust, but I wasn't ready to open up to that.
You mean it was an intuition that you had?
Yeah, I just knew. But at the same time, I wasn't ready to face it. Like, you know, I had my head in the sand. Until
a few years ago. I knew that I had nightmares of being chased and all that, and I knew... I mean, of course, there's no way to prove any of this, but when you...
No, absolutely not. But at the same time, you have to go... And you know what? There's no way to prove it, but at the same time, if so many people are saying this, then there's got to be something to it, right?
Well, I know what I feel, and, mm-hmm. and that's, for me, proof enough.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why you can't let skeptics sort of... You can't let skeptics say anything... that's going to steer your mind away from that either, because that also puts a lot of damper on things.
Well, I don't let that happen. But then you also started looking at charts and just getting feelings about people. You're an astrologer, right?
Yeah.
And so, were there particular patterns in these charts that you noticed among these people?
Yes, I do.
Like
there
what?
Is, and I talk about that in my book as well.
What are
there
facts?
Are a lot of similar placements that people have had that have that experience, and these people were born at completely different times and completely different locations.
Well, what are some of those patterns? Just tell me.
Sure. I'd say the sun or moon, which is, the moon is your emotional state and the sun is your will, your self, your ego, or whatever, has a negative aspect or hard aspect to Saturn, which ruled karma and depression and restrictions.
Oh.
And this is something I see a lot.
Is that in my chart too?
I'm going to take a look right now.
Because my moon is in Taurus and my Saturn is in Sagittarius conjunct my Mars.
Mm-hmm. Just hold on. Oh, gosh. Yeah, Saturn conjunct Mars is also very difficult too.
It is?
Means you have a lot of energy, but at the same time, you're afraid to use it.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, and that comes from you just doing your best to escape as much as you could, but obviously you couldn't. You were tied down.
Oh, from the last life. But, I mean, in this life, doesn't it also give me sort of a way to structure my energy? Status?
Yeah, you know what? I got to say, though, in your case...
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit different, though. With you're actually the first reincarnated Holocaust victim that I've seen where Saturn and the Sun had a... let me take a look at the Moon, though. Aha, okay. Well, you know what? Saturn and the Sun is... it's actually sextiling, meaning that you are... that's an easy aspect, meaning that you have the opportunity to... You know, to structure yourself, which is something that a lot of people can't do that had a, you know, torturous past life. Like, they just are out of control, like, undisciplined, and it's not, you know, they have to just learn how to discipline themselves.
Right.
But you do have something that these reincarnated Holocaust victims have in common, which is the Saturn is opposing your moon. And the funny thing is, too, you have a moon in Taurus, which is something very, very common in reincarnated Holocaust victims, such as myself. I have a moon in Taurus, too, meaning that when you have a moon, your moon sign shows that you died while having emotions of like starvation and not having shelter and all that. That's what the Taurus is from, right? So what you died from shows, I'm talking about the way you felt, rather, it shows through your moon sign.
Well,
fact of the matter is that you have a hard aspect to Saturn in your moon, and it does distress you. Like, it causes depression. That's an aspect that is also known.
If you let it, I probably...
Yeah, absolutely. If you let it, remember, there's free will, right? You have... It was in your chart, so that would create depression. One thing that helps you, though, is that your Sun and Saturn are in a good placement, and that's actually a benefit to you. Mm-hmm. See, you also were in a peaceful state when you died, and that helped.
Mm-hmm. What state were you in?
I was earthbound.
What does that mean?
I was scared to leave because my mother was still around and I knew it. I followed her around until she died.
Oh, so what did that do? And how do you see that in your chart?
Well, the fact of the matter is that I was distressed when I died. I didn't even know. I was a child. I didn't know I was dead, right? I didn't know. And you know what? I've heard so many cases where these campsites and Auschwitz now, it's haunted.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's haunted.
It's haunted for that reason. See, you were at peace when you died, right? You were at peace.
The World Trade Center is haunted. If you go down to where...
Oh, my God, I can only imagine.
There's so many, much energy floating around that place. It's really...
I can only imagine.
Even the Alamo. I went to San Antone. There's weird energy all over that town, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Any place
sure.
There's sort of been massacres, there's probably...
Oh, yeah, because you know what? So many people not only were confused when they died, but they were so traumatized that they just didn't know how to move on.
There are shamans that help people do that, I suppose.
Yeah. Know? Well, they're, you know, you... This is where you got to talk to the best paranormal investigator to.
Oh wait! So you hung around with your mother, and now she's your daughter. You're saying?
Yep, she's my daughter. Yeah, and we've had many lives together too.
And was your mother then in that lifetime in the camps then?
She was, but she survived. She was liberated, and she died from a stroke a couple of years after liberation.
But does your daughter have that in her chart?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I did an analysis in her chart, too, in the book. And she doesn't have, well, she's very interested in the topic. She wants to know about, you know, and I want to shelter it from her, but at the same time, I shouldn't because, you know, she's quite intuitive herself. And
How old is she?
She'll be 10 in April. So she's 9 and a half.
So did you tell her that she's your mother?
No, I didn't. She doesn't. I don't think she's going to quite comprehend that yet, but she says things that are kind of haunting.
Like what?
Yeah. Well, like how I'm her little girl and all that. It's weird. Especially when she gets very tired.
Well, why don't you just tell her that, hey, you know, in the past life you were her mother. I don't feel
she's completely ready to find out everything yet.
Oh, all right. I guess, well, she's your child, but I'm just curious to see what will happen.
Well, when she's ready, she's going to know. She'll read the book when she's ready, and that'll be quite interesting.
But, you know, all this, I mean, yeah, it was torturous. It was awful. But what I feel now, we can benefit from all of that because here we are, and it's really a great time to be on the planet, and there's so much.
Well, there's a lot of work we need to do to make the place better, and this is what this time is for.
Like what kind of work?
Well, to spread the awareness around about how, like, you know, to keep the vibration higher.
So and what do you suggest?
Just spread love, seriously. I know it sounds corny, but just don't, you know, practice forgiveness and don't walk around with hatred and just do your best and do the things you love, do the things you're passionate about, help others. It's going to help. And you know what? It's going to cause a ripple effect, and this is what the universe is.
It already is. Now, what about, yeah, and what about the charts of people who were Nazis in the army there?
Oh, well, you know, that's a whole interesting, that's another interesting topic, because I know quite a bit of reincarnated Nazis, and they're very nice people now.
Right. On a soul level, we're all nice, but
absolutely. But you know what? Some people do carry negative past experiences with the intention of letting it all go, but the thing is, you get sucked back into the old energies, right?
Well, how do they let them go? How does it let?
Well, it also depends. I know people are going to ask, "Oh, what's the difference between a young soul and old soul?" But older souls know how to let it go quicker than younger souls, because the difference is, it's just younger souls have not had too many past lives, where older souls have had a lot, and they've had a lot of experience and have a lot more knowledge, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the older souls, the Nazis that were older souls are also trying to heal and make amends. But the thing is, they also get into this mindset of guilt, which is, I'd say a little bit of guilt is good because it keeps you on track. But the thing is, too much of it is going to lower the energies too. That's a low level. Energy, guilt.
So right? What do you suggest to those people?
What I suggest is, okay, just remember what happened and just do your best. I mean, it's the same thing that I say to reincarnated victims. Just do your, you know, do what you know you're supposed to do and just stay on track. And that's really all. Because, I mean, they need healing too, obviously. And a lot of them, they were in crossroads, and they were also, some of them were brainwashed, and others absolutely hated doing what they did, but they were, it was like, you know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You don't commit these atrocities, and you're going to end up in that body pit, you know?
Right,
so,
right,
mm-hmm.
right.
And
so,
I feel in my case, forgiveness is a huge thing for me to learn, too, because, you know, obviously so many people would think, just like myself, well, you know, Nazis, I'm sure they're all burning in hell, right? But when I met some, one in particular, my views changed. I was, you know, I learned a lot.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever look at the chart of Adolf Hitler?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's interesting because that was... he was put through a big test because he had a lot of power. Was he going to use it for good or evil? So obviously the lower energies were easier to fall into. But if you look at these other high-ranking Nazis, like, I don't know, say Mengele, Dr. Mengele, he could have used his medical experience for good. He could have done ethical stuff and helped humanity, but he chose to do the opposite.
Are you saying that Hitler could have been a great world leader if he could have used...
But because of the fact that the energies were darker at that time, and he was a man full of hate, as it was, and resentment, it just became dangerous.
Uh-huh. So he let himself be... controlled by the lower energies.
Right, and that's, unfortunately, that's easier. That's a fact. That's easier. Even for older souls, because, you know, we all find ourselves, like, just being unforgiving and all that at times, you know? It's human nature, and jealous. It's human nature, but the difference is, if you have so much power and you're going to just run away with that hatred and jealousy and all that, it's going to get dangerous. But you know what? They get to a point where they just don't care and are going to do whatever they want at the expense, you know, not caring about
who gets hurt. Happening in dictatorships. I mean, that's happening in Egypt now. It's happening.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
On the
it all depends on the, you know, the energy that you're with, the environment. It all has a lot to do with that. It really does.
So if you do, you do the chart of the country and look at the U.S. and look at where we're at now?
I usually don't do mundane astrology, though. Like, that's, you know, I don't usually do that.
Mm-hmm. You don't, but you don't, so you don't look at the chart of the country?
No, no, I don't. I mean, I just looked at the energies during World War II and all that, but that's not really the same thing. I don't, I don't really specialize in that kind.
So you're more specialty in past life astrology.
Yeah, I'd say more so, and even natal, you know, just general natal, which actually goes hand in hand anyway with past life astrology.
Well, can you see beyond the last lifetime to previous lifetimes as well in the chart?
Oh, absolutely. You could do. I could do that.
What do you see beyond before that lifetime I had?
Let me take a look and see what I think.
And just tell what aspects you're looking at when you're looking at.
Well,
something.
You know what? I sense you were a female in the lifetime before the last one.
Maybe, but would you sense anything in France? I feel a strong connection.
France, yeah.
France.
Yeah, like during you the definitely revolution. Were in France. I don't feel anything major happen in that life, though. In fact, I sense that you had the upper hand in a lot of cases.
Okay. So you don't think the soul is either male or female? You think the soul?
No, absolutely not. It's interchangeable. I mean, the thing is, too, I just want to stress something, though. The soul is not male or female, but it may favor one gender. It may come back as the same gender very, you know, a lot, but at times it may come back as different genders for learning purposes or for gaining different perspectives.
What about twin souls? You know, souls that have
been... Well, you know what? You mean like twin flames?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's interesting because many cases, you have to be evolved to a certain point in order to really, really connect and stay with your twin flame. And
the thing is,
it sounds like it's a nice fantasy for people, but the fact of the matter is it's very hard. It's like you're facing your own mirror all the time.
Well, how would you describe what it... I mean, I have my idea of what a twin flame is in the sense that the soul was split into...
Yes, it did.
And when it entered the three-dimensional space, when it lowered from the higher levels.
Yeah, but that's right. But the thing is that it's basically living through like the similar experiences you are in different dimensions. Like, my twin flame right now is not incarnated, and I think that's actually a really good thing.
How do you know that?
I sense it. I sense it strongly.
It's nothing you see in someone's chart, though.
No. Absolutely not.
You don't see the twin flame aspect in the chart?
No. I'm quite intuitive as far as feeling things, too. And I'm usually right with stuff like that. So I just know in my case that my twin flame is not incarnated, and I do feel it's for the best.
So... tell me then, what are you working on now and where are you going with all this work?
Well, I'm going to be frank. Right now, I'm taking a break from writing because I've got a business that I'm running as well. It's internet marketing, and this is something that I really enjoy doing.
What are you marketing?
Search engine optimization, blogs, all that kind of stuff, social media.
Oh, maybe you could work for my New Reality site.
Well, let me know. Let me know. I'll definitely be happy to help you out. Let's see, talking about following, you know, passions. Mm-hmm. See, writing for me is something that I enjoy doing, but I felt like I needed to do something different and a little bit more. Well, I enjoy doing it all, but the internet marketing is something that I need to really concentrate on right now. Because I do have, you know, like I said, I've got some plans in the nearer future.
But you like you're a great astrologer, though.
No, oh yes, and thank you, and yeah, absolutely, I'm into all that too. But this is just what I'm focusing on right now. But I'm still obviously doing the astrology, and
right.
I'm going to go back to writing. I'm going to write another book, hopefully in a few years.
About what?
Spirit animals. Like your totem animal spirits, and that's what I'm going to write
about. Do you see that in people's charts as well?
Not in the natal chart, no. But it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like we're all born with animal totems, and the meaning, like you know, the type of animal that's guiding you has a specific mission for you as well. Like it's an animal spirit guide.
How do we know what animal is guiding us?
Well, you know, it's interesting because if you have a certain, like if you have an affinity or relate, if you relate to an animal even, or, you know, you have an affinity to one, then chances are that animal is your guide.
Like, I mean, I think I know which animal is, but what do you get? Do you get one from me?
No, that I can't. I'm talking about my own, spirit
right.
animal. Which is the lion, and I'm going to talk about why it's the lion has taught me, and where you know it's a very common totem mm-hmm. as well, and it's
you know
all
what
about
mine
community.
Is?
I'm sorry.
You know what mine is? The Black Panther.
Ooh, okay.
That's what
interesting.
I connect with. There.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what that means. I mean, how would I use that? I mean, I just feel that.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of, they're quite intuitive and they're very protective. And see, that also, I think, has to do with the donations and charity stuff that you should really be involved in, because that's really going to bring you more peace as well. It's going to, that's part of your mission.
So really helping others is part of my mission, too, that will kind of release
Oh, absolutely.
This.
I mean, you have Pisces rising. You know? That's what you are overall meant to do. And that actually, by, you know, helping others spiritually and in ways that will really help them. Like I'm talking about physically, like, you know, donations, charities or whatever, that's going to bring you a sense of, you know, healing as well.
What about Sun in Aquarius?
Well, that too, that's also, I mean, that's not what I was even looking at, though, not just your, but, I mean, the fact of the matter is that you were born, you have Sun in Aquarius, meaning that you are quite revolutionary, and you definitely do want to stand out, but in a good way.
I mean, do you feel we're moving into the Aquarian age right now?
Absolutely.
What is what does that look like?
Well, this is what all the shifts are about too, right? It's mm-hmm. more of a humanitarian age. Like, it's more you know. And if you also notice too, you got, like, a rise in autism.
And what's that about?
Well, this is what I think. A lot of, if somebody had, I mean, there's different reasons for it, but for those, many people who have autism had a traumatic past life as well, and the autism is like a protective mechanism, so they're not going to remember it at a certain age.
That's interesting, so...
Eventually, yeah, but there's other reasons for it too. It's like bringing different energies. Some of these people that have autism may not even have been on Earth, right? You got like a lot of them are like star children that are
So there is a whole new breed of beings coming to the planet that are these star children. Mm-hmm. Marianne?
Yes?
We have to wrap up. Any final words?
Well, all I want to say is that we can all heal, no matter how hopeless we feel. It's just we have to find a way to do it, and we're all learning. Like it's a learning experience, but we just have to keep moving forward.
Right, and I think what you're showing people is that all our souls' journeys and all our lifetimes is contributing to a wealth of human experience that
yes.
the soul incarnating here is here to learn about.
That's right.
And so whether we've been kings or slaves, tortured or victor, it's an experience. And let's have the best time we can right now.
We have to do our best, no matter how bleak things may appear. But we just have to keep striving for the best.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. And if you have anything else that's that comes to you over the next couple of weeks, let me know, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. I will talk to you. I'll talk to you soon, Miriam.
Okay, looking forward to it. Take care.
Send me an email. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
I've been talking to Miriam Slausberg, the author of this book called Stars Behind the Tortured Soul, where she helps people get through those lifetimes, those horrible situations they've had, particularly in the Holocaust of the 30s and 40s, the 1900s. Anyway, thank you for listening. Next week I'm having a guest called Jeffrey Kupla, and he's written some books about the evolution of consciousness, so stay tuned. Same time, same place. We are on BBS Radio. Check out my website, MiriamReality.com. This is Alan Snowball for Miriam. This is In the Fire by Green Fire.
Like a storm, like a storm.